broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt. Starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This is indeed the broadcast for May 31st in the year of our Lord, 2016. This, my fellow Americans, is a serious, serious broadcast, as is every single one of them. Why? Because our goal is to restore the Republic and the traditions of our founders. We believe God, family, and country, and life, liberty, and property are absolutely worth fighting for. Do you? We also don't believe in a revolution. We believe in a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide, our blueprint to get that done. We also believe the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers are absolutely brilliant. The Ten Commandments can govern the people, and the Bill of Rights can reduce and chain down government. And if we all insist on liberty, liberty can be ours, folks. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We were live yesterday for Memorial Day, by the way. We talked about a bunch of incredible topics. Brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, please think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Also, discounts on incredible products and services from ThePowerMall.com. Do business with the good guys with ThePowerMall.com. That's 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen, originated as Decoration Day after the American Civil War. And it was eventually extended to honor all Americans who died while in military service. And it's been even expanded from there to be a national holiday, a day of remembrance, if you will. Sam launched into a monologue yesterday. Let this be a day of remembrance. Who are we? Huh? Who are we? Count our many blessings. Name them one by one. I submitted that we have a godly heritage, folks. Let us keep the covenant of America. What is that covenant? Simply put, if we keep the commandments of God, we'll be blessed. And if we don't, we will lose our freedoms. We talked about an incredible article from our buddy Lloyd Marcus. He's known as the unhyphenated American. Memorial Day, reflecting on heroes, was his incredible article. Who are your heroes, huh? Sam points with gratitude to our mothers. We talked a lot about George Washington and other well-known heroes, but really we need to think about one of the loftiest positions ever given to man by God is the privilege of being a mother. Society downs motherhood. Society downs raising the next generation, but oh, how critical it is. Those who rock the cradle, in my opinion, decide the future, folks. I don't care if you're president or who you think you are. Those who rock the cradle really, truly make the next generation, huh? We also talked about an article called In Memoriam, written by Michael Connelly. He's a well-known constitutional lawyer. He talked about heroes and talked about incredible stuff, too. Do we want to be a warlike people? We talked in the end of the broadcast, because we are thinking about the military. The Pentagon's fiscal black hole. How much money does the United States government spend on the military? If we don't want to be a warlike people, we've got to decrease expenditures, to say the least. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. It's archived at libertyroundtable.com and republicbroadcasting.org. It's also on your Roku player. Check it out. Live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. Hour two, we had a guest on, Mr. Tom Hoefling. He's 2016 America's Party candidate for president. TomHoefling.com if you want to learn more. We talked about no person shall be deprived of life without due process of law. The Fifth Amendment to the United States Constitution. This is kind of an interesting debate here. How pro-life are you is the question. 100% pro-life with zero exceptions for abortion? Or do you believe there should be room for rape or incest or some of these things? Do you believe there should ever be? a reason for abortion. I believe in pro-life, but I do believe in some exceptions. Rape or incest or life of the mother in jeopardy. I don't believe, even when there is rape or incest or the life of the mother in jeopardy, that we ought to just wholesale support abortion. We need to reject abortion at every turn. But we also need to respect the life of the mother. You know, mom dying and baby alive, is that a good trade? What about mom and baby both dying? Is there a way to try to preserve someone? What about in a rape situation? You know, it's very hard to force our will by law on someone, and that's kind of the difficulty with this. But Tom says no exceptions, period. Without God, walls fall. An incredible article written by Tom Hoefling, talking about, hey, when the people turn their backs on God, whole cities melt down. No doubt about that. So he's absolutely pro-life. He says traditional marriage must be protected at all costs. A lot of people try to cop out of the debate by saying leave it to the states or get government out of marriage, but Tom believes government has a proper role to ensure a one-man, one-woman marriage. Our morality depends on it, says Tom. He wants to shut down the Federal Reserve. He wants to abolish the IRS. He wants to shut down federal involvement in education. He believes in what's called TLC. That's true local control of schools. Tom and his wife are well-known homeschoolers. And Tom picks his vice presidential companion, if you will. Steve Shulin is his name. Have we already lost the culture war? We asked Tom at the end of the broadcast, and Tom said, absolutely not. We must have hope. I agree with Tom on that fact. A great guy, a great presidential candidate, heads and shoulders above the rest, that's for sure. Personally, though, you know what? A few weeks ago, I said there was nobody good to vote for, and I meant it. Now, though, we've got two great partnerships to vote for. Right? Tom Hoefling's one great option. Another great option, and the option that I've endorsed, is Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley on the Constitution Party ticket. I just released on Facebook that I endorsed them. And you know what? I endorsed them primarily over Tom because, again, I'm pro-life. But I believe that there should be some exceptions. I know there's a lot of people that are going to slaughter me over that. But you know what? It's very difficult when you get into the force game. It's wrong to force death, but it's also wrong to force at all. And where do you go with that? Do you force women to keep their own babies? There's a very tough battle on this. But I know Darrell Castle, and I know Scott Bradley very well. And I'm telling you that they're some of the best people that I know, living good, honest, moral lives. And you know what? Between the Darrell Castle / Tom Hoefling options, it's hard for me to know who's the better candidate. Or who's got the greater chance to win, or who's got the better chance to get out the education message, whatever. I simply say good luck to them both. Man, just imagine if those were the two choices as opposed to the Trump and Clinton fiascos, huh? All right, enough of that. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. We were live on Memorial Day. News the networks refused to use today starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Any comments on Memorial Day and or the Tom Hoefling interview or your thoughts there, Kurt, before we move along here?
You know, as you said, it's nice to have some options that you can work with. As one gentleman said in the past, to vote for wicked men is a sin, and, at least you feel like, hey, you got some options, right?
Yeah, and see, Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley are on the Constitution Party. That's quite a bit more well-known than some of these other parties that Tom Hoefling speaks of.
Yeah.
However, in Tom Hoefling's defense, he's a much better marketer than the Darrell Castle, Scott Bradley guys are. I mean, you go to the Tom Hoefling webpage, and he's got endorsements all over the place. And, Kurt, that's one thing that when I issued my endorsement to those guys. I said, look, you guys got to build an endorsement page and really get after these personal endorsements. Not just like I endorse so-and-so, but I mean well thought out, detailed reasons why. You know, right quality endorsements that really, you know what, speak to the character, speak to the principles, speak to the issues, speak to solutions. And we've really got to do that. And I tried to do that in my endorsement. I may not be as eloquent at it as the next guy, but I tried hard. Anyway, I bring that up to say Tom Hoefling's already got a lot of that done, Kurt. He's got incredible endorsements everywhere. And so I wish there was a way to unite the two groups, really, to be honest with you. Gary Johnson just melted down by picking a globalist. We can get into that as the broadcast unfolds as well. We'll talk about Trump, of course. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Hey, Kurt, I don't know if you know this, but you've got to be living under a rock if you don't. You know, the big rage now is food trucks, right? Kurt, are you familiar with all this?
Yes, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. A little bit? Come on.
Well, I'm just saying, I haven't eaten at every food truck.
Have you ever been to a food truck, Kurt?
Yes, I have.
All right. I know he has, folks.
I typically am at these, you know, like farmers market kind of things where the food trucks are. And I've even considered trying to get something like that that would be called maybe the Honey Hut, you know, or something like that.
You know? There you go.
But I haven't done it, you know.
But you got to sell more than just honey at the Honey Hut, Kurt.
Well, yeah, I would sell freedom, you know, at the Honey Hut.
Freedom in the Honey Hut. Wow. By the way, the Honey Hut's available to you via UPS or via delivery directly to your door. Get a hold of Kurt.
FedEx or whatever.
Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead. I was just saying, I did ship some FedEx the other day.
You know, okay. I mean, so via UPS, FedEx, or Kurt's latest favorite shipment options.
Yeah.
Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. We're 801-669-2211 if you want to get a hold of Kurt and learn about raw honey delivered to your door. Mention GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Join those folks, and you'll get a discount on raw honey as well. Anyway,
thank you, Sam.
The reason I tell you that, Kurt, is because I wrote the headline, Food Trucks Are Going to the Dogs.
Ooh.
And they really are, because I guess, according to USA Today, up there in Seattle. Now, Seattle's dog country. They're not really kid country up there. They got dogs everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, if you go into Amazon, believe it or not, Kurt, their employees, they have dog sitters.
Yeah.
Right there at work. You know, you bring your dog to work, and then the dog sitters take care of the dog while you're at work and such like that. It's just, wow.
Well, it used to be babysitters, but the new deal is you don't have a baby, you know, you have a dog.
Yeah, dog sitters going on, yeah? Cat sitters, pet sitters, whatever. Anyway, the headline that USA Today wrote on this, Kurt, this food truck caters to canines. See, that's why I'm saying food trucks are going to the dogs. It's kind of an interesting article, but it talks about these guys basically were feeling like, you know what, their doggy wasn't getting, whenever they'd go to the food trucks, their dog was kind of like left out, you know, people food's not good for your dog, and so they came up with this idea, and before you know it, they had a doggy food truck, and man, it's just doing phenomenal, Kurt.
Wow.
So there you go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, it used to be when I was a kid, they didn't have all these fancy trucks for dogs and people. They just had the ice cream man. And the dude was, like, scary.
Yep.
It's just a different world, buddy. All right. Jefferson Graham, that's an author for USA Today, Kurt, wrote an article that I believe is, well, it's mainstream-esque is the best way to describe it, in my opinion. It's not really genuinely honest. Oh, it's full of facts, Kurt. But I submit to you the way those facts are strung together via wordsmithing, it's not a, in my opinion, fair narrative at all. Let me give you the headline. It says, rallies range from frustration to fright. USA Today. And they go on to this big discussion about Trump and Hillary. And they write that the Hillary rallies are like calm, Kurt. They're just mellow. Everybody behaves. Hillary speaks. It's all quiet and mellow. She kind of works the line, Kurt, after the, you know, deal with the journalists. You don't really get a chance to ask your question. I guess Jefferson Graham tried to ask a question and didn't get too far. And that's kind of it for the Clinton rallies. They're just normal status quo. You know, Hillary speaks to the people, whatever you want to say. But now the Trump rallies, on the other hand, are crazy. Okay? And the reason Jefferson Graham covered this, Jefferson Graham says, I usually don't cover politics as my beat, but these rallies were like 15 minutes away from each other, and so Jefferson went to both of them. All right, it was quiet, subdued, and gentle for Clinton, like a polling place, Kurt. There were 450 to 500 people on hand for the Clinton rally. And the candidate, you know, came on stage about 15 minutes late, basically escorted by an actress and this kind of stuff. Now, they had a large gathering anti-Trump protesters at the Trump rally. The Trump rally was crazy. Now, you know, Trump rally is the guy calling for violence everywhere, and the article kind of articulates that, Kurt. While most supporters were inside listening to their candidate, the protesters chanted F Donald Trump. Some of them were here illegally, even. And one person had a sign calling for peace, so Jefferson Graham tried to interview the person talking about peace, but got drowned out because pro-Trump forces started a bait in the middle of the interview, and it just went all wrong, Kurt. Anyway, the article continues. After I left, rocks were thrown at the cops at the Trump rallies. A garbage can was set on fire. At least 7 people were arrested. It was the top story on Los Angeles. That's LA News Radio. This is going to be a long, long, long summer. And then the author finishes and says, hey, I normally do technology for USA Today, but, you know, I just happen to write this piece. Now, I submit to you that it's kind of a hit piece, Kurt, and I'm going to tell you why. It puts Hillary Clinton and the people at the Clinton rallies very, very, squarely in a good light. They're peaceful. It's appropriate. The candidate comes out with an actress. It's like a polling place. It's just appropriate. You go to the Trump rally 15 minutes away, and man, it's just freaking crazy. Just over the top. Trump supporters are just, you can't even interview somebody calling for peace, you know? It's crazy. Now, at first glance, Kurt, if you don't think, if you don't use your brain, you kind of go, wow, Clinton and those guys are like appropriate, dignified, decent, moral, full of integrity, follow the rules. I mean, you know, now the Trump people, they're just all a bunch of scrappy, crazy, street fighting, brawling, good for nothings. That's the way when you read the story that you come away. And I read that story and I'm like, wow. Of course, Kurt, you know me, I always ask who, what, when, where, why when I do stories and talk about pieces in the news and everything. And I got thinking about this, and I thought, you know what, Jefferson Graham isn't very honest about this, Kurt. And I'm going to tell you why. Let's be clear about who went to the Clinton rally, Kurt. Clinton supporters, right?
Well, yeah, or paid supporters.
Well, that's right. Now, Clinton supporters come in all varieties. They're the paid kind. You're exactly right, Kurt. They're the paid kind, the duped kind. But really, it's people who genuinely support Clinton, and the rest of us didn't bother to go.
Yep.
Now, let me ask you, who attends Trump rallies, Kurt?
Well, you got people that, at least a lot of them that are unpaid, I'm sure. You know, that are thinking, hey, you know, this is kind of a solution.
Like our co-host, James Edwards, syndicated by Liberty News Radio, you mean?
Right.
Okay.
You know, and many of them are people that, they're sick and tired of the standard politician who they view Hillary Clinton as, almost perfectly standard as to politicians. You know, they want to show up for an event like that, almost like the people showed up for the Ron Paul events, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to articulate, though, a little bit of the proof in the discussion points, Kurt. You're right. The Clinton rally has a lot of paid supporters, has a lot of dude people, but primarily those who want to support the Clinton rally were there, and the people who don't like Clinton just chose not to go. We'll talk about the details in seconds and a contrasting story in seconds on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Photo enforcement of traffic tickets is a lucrative fraud, according to a Republican state representative from Tennessee. During a live Facebook session, State Representative Andy Hold burned a citation and told his audience, quote, I want everyone to know what to do with this right here. You know what happens after that? Nothing. I want to be real clear. The only power that these camera companies have is their coercive words and things that they want to intimidate you with. There is nothing here that is enforceable. Holt and a handful of state legislators have tried without success to abolish the use of automated ticketing machines, which are operated by the notorious traffic enforcement contractor Redflex. Under state law, however, only a living police officer is authorized to issue an enforceable traffic citation. Motorists who receive a notice of a ticket issued by an automatic camera will be sent a series of intimidating letters, including notices from the Texas debt collection firm Linebarger, Goggin, Blair, and Sampson. However, under the relevant Tennessee statute, it is illegal to disclose traffic citations to credit recording agencies. There is nothing here that can affect your credit score, Holt assured his audience. It can't affect your driver's license points. It cannot affect your insurance rates because it is not a real citation. A real citation is given by an officer of the law. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. In other news, just days after vetoing a bill intended to protect unborn children from abortion, Oklahoma's Republican Governor Mary Fallon was appointed co-chair of the 2016 National Convention Committee on Resolutions, also known as the Platform Committee. The measure vetoed by Fallon would have described abortion as unprofessional conduct that would lead to the revocation of licenses to medical professionals involved in the act. Although Fallon had repeatedly and publicly supported the bill, she vetoed the measure one day after it was passed by an overwhelming majority, and then she told legislators that she was too busy with preparations for the convention to consider a revised version of the bill. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, I'm not a supporter of Trump, so don't think I'm just kind of pulling out the defense of Trump. Okay, but we see an article called Rallies Range from Frustration to Fright, written by Jefferson Graham, USA Today. Jefferson Graham is normally a technology writer, but, you know, jumped into politics just because of the sheer convenience of attending a Trump rally and a Clinton rally 15 minutes apart. The Clinton rally was totally peaceful, according to the author, and the Trump rally was just crazy. Clinton peaceful, Trump crazy. And then it would make you believe that it's the Trump people that are causing all the problems, except for when you read the contrasting story, it says this: Trump thunders into summer. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the thunder. Donald Trump and bikers share affectionate Rolling Thunder rally. See, Rolling Thunder is the bikers that all get together and go to Washington and stuff like that. There's hundreds of thousands of them. I mean, it's massive. Well, anyway, the Rolling Thunder rally, and Trump was there. It was peaceful as could be, Kurt. And now you got a bunch of bikers for Trump, and it's all peaceful and mellow and everything else. I ask you what the difference is.
Well, and I wanted to throw in something here too, Sam. You know, on Saturday, I guess a lot of this was going on nationwide, by the way, because, you know, my wife and I were headed to a family friend was, a family member was moving, and so we were going there to help with the move. And as we did, we basically found ourselves right in the middle of a Utah Rolling Thunder situation where there was probably about, you know, a mile of bikes in front of us and a mile or so behind us. And we were right in the middle in the white minivan. It wasn't exactly, you know, the perfect picture, but, you know, I'm sure these guys figured, well, these guys just want to be with bikers, you know.
Well, it was perfect in the sense that there was no violence and everybody was kind of mellow and y'all got along, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I just, the other thing that I found interesting after being in that and seeing the highway patrol there to stop the traffic, to make sure all these bikers can get through and stuff, I looked for a local, you know, somebody here in Utah that was covering it that, you know, had something to say about it, but I couldn't find, you know, anything. It's as if it really didn't happen.
Liberty Roundtable was on
I rode in it, you know, right,
yes,
right along with those guys. And, you know, it was impressive. And, you know, as you said, at the Lincoln Memorial, apparently, you know, they had a number of bikers show up, but at the event itself, you know, I guess they had some snafu where they couldn't really let all the guys in, and so everybody was out, you know, in the street, if you will, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, these guys, they show up for these events, and they do like to ride those Harleys or whatever bikes they've got. They like to roll, and that does sound like thunder when they're rolling through.
Yes, sir, but you know what, man. Kurt, it was peaceful.
I know it was.
Okay, how does that work compared to the Jefferson Graham article that, man, when you go to the Clinton rally, you know, I mean, it's kind of like a polling place. It's whispering.
What I'd call it was boring. What I'd call the Hillary, what I'd call the Hillary event is a boring thing. Simply because nobody really cares, in my opinion, except for the ones getting paid for
it. I think that you've nailed it, Kurt, that only the paid duped people and the controlled acceptable people are really present for that thing. Because nobody cares. Compared to these rallies where, you know what, they get wild and the protesters go belligerent, but it's not Trump supporters doing the violence. Now, Trump supporters, I'm not telling you they've been perfect. They've made some missteps, okay? But I am telling you they're not running around being all violent. It's all the people who hate Trump that are violent. Many of them might even be paid by the Clinton organization or by George Soros or by who knows who. And what I find fascinating is when you have two rallies that close to each other, you got a bunch of Clintonites and Clinton supporters roll into the other rally to disrupt Trump. We don't do that to them. And then the Rolling Thunder's all peaceful. You got literally thousands and thousands of people there. Traditionally, you don't think of bikers as your choir boys necessarily, but yet they're all peaceful. They're all appropriate. Now, yeah, you got the Rolling Thunder, so it's loud and a little bit more raucous or whatever, but there was no violence. And the reason that I don't think that the Trump supporters were harassed by the Clinton operatives or the Democratic operatives or whatever you want to call it in this case, Kurt, is because you know what? The bikers won't stand for that crud. They won't tolerate it. They just be like, you know what? Sit down, shut up. We're peaceful here. We're not going to talk. You don't just roll into a bunch of bikers, Kurt, and start stirring up trouble, do you?
No, you're exactly right, Sam.
So I find that fascinating. You know that it's all disruptive, but yet, the second you get a bunch of bikers, I bet if you got a bunch of military guys for Trump rolling in there too, it would be all peaceful. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the Wild West. That's why people should have a gun, because like, yes, ma'am. No, thank you, sir. You bet, you're glad to open the door for you. You're welcome. You know, that kind of stuff starts to happen. Right? Now, I know they think the Wild West is just full of just gunplay everywhere. It's not true. It's very rare. Even in the Wild West, it was pretty rare. Nevertheless, I find those two stories interesting. Jefferson Graham's piece, rallies range from frustration to fright, and then the next story, Trump thunders into summer. Donald Trump and bikers share affection at Rolling Thunder Rally. That contrast is interesting to me because I think it tells the tale of who's who. And what I'd really like to see the mainstream press do, if I had the money, I would do this. I want to know the who, what, when, where, why of a story. I want to know, who are all these provocateurs? See, the cops could arrest people and get to the bottom of it and release appropriate press releases that could let the mainstream press tell the tale and really get to the bottom of who are these provocateurs? Who are the people committing violence? Is it immigrants, illegals? Is it Clinton paid operatives? I'm not telling you that I know. I'm just telling you that I have my suspicions. And the reason I do is because, again, nobody wants to go deal with a bunch of bikers. They'll clean your clock. And so it was pretty mellow. But don't tell me it was all the Trump supporters getting all crazy. Because how did the Rolling Thunder event turn out so peaceful and so nice? In other words, when there is a presence where people decide to mind their P's and Q's is the best term I can use for it. Things go well, Kurt. And I don't understand why the police aren't making sure this happens. Look, you throw a bottle or you throw rocks at the cops, we're going to absolutely stop you and stop that behavior. Anyway, I found that interesting and worth comparing on the radio. So not only is Trump thundering into summer, Kurt, but now Trump is declining to debate Bernie Sanders. He said, I don't dare debate second place Bernie it would violate, it just wouldn't be right, Kurt. It would violate protocol if I were to do that. You know, why would I spend my time debating the second place guy, Donald says. I thought it was a brilliant strategy, and I think that you ought to let Sanders debate Trump. And I'll tell you why, Kurt. Now that the Republicans have their, quote, presumptive nominee, why not let Sanders see if he can pull out one over Hillary? Why not? You know what, Hillary? I'll debate you again, and I'll debate Sanders. But it's fascinating that the Trumpster flirted with it enough to gain a bunch of media attention over it, but now he's shutting it down. Any thoughts on why, Kurt? I mean, it's not really likely for Donald to decide he wants to stick with protocol, is it?
Yeah, good point, Sam. It seems to me like it would be a media frenzy kind of thing. You know, I do agree that he probably got a lot of bang for his buck already out of it, but I think there's a lot more to be garnered, if you will, there, if he'll just go ahead with it. You know, even if he continues to kind of drum up division with the, within that whole Democratic Party, and then even make, more friends of the Bernie supporters by doing it. I mean, at least to me, it seemed like a smart political move.
I would think so, but he backed away from it, and you kind of wonder why. Maybe this headline has something to do with it, Kurt. Trump discussed his presidential bid with his best friend, Bill. All right, not really his best friend, but with Bill Clinton before he decided to launch his presidential campaign. Trump discussed presidential bid with Bill Clinton. Now, if you hear the Trump story, he really got into it and discussed it with his good friend Bill. If you talk to Bill about it, Bill kind of says, oh, it was an offhand, just kind of a light comment. Hey, should I run? Yeah, it might be a good idea. It was more of a casual conversation. Nevertheless, again, you know, Donald didn't come to you or I, Kurt, to discuss this. He went to Bill Clinton.
Yeah, he was going to come to us, but he just didn't have the time.
Maybe that's why he doesn't want to debate the Bernie, huh? Maybe Hillary said, uh-uh, don't debate Bernie. It'll give him too much. What's going on around here? Weird stuff. When the Trump, supposedly the turnover a new leaf Republican, discusses whether he's going to attend with Bill Clinton first. Are we being played for suckers?
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. So it kind of makes me think we're being played for suckers when Donald checks with Bill, discussing his presidential bid with Bill, or presidential bid with Bill, and then Bill's like, yeah, that'd be great. Let's do it. And then you think somehow Bill and Hillary and Trump are just truly at odds. Now, Donald's also in the news vowing to solve California's water crisis. Kurt, how far do you think he'll get on that one?
Well, it was an interesting piece to me to read, you know, when apparently he was there for, upcoming conventions and all
that. Yeah, the rallies that went all crazy in California, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and so at one of these events, he's talking to these farmer guys and saying that, hey, there's really no drought. In fact, he mentioned that, I guess what they do is they run a bunch of their water that would normally be going to the farms and all that stuff. They run it out to the ocean for some,
Yeah, did you got to save the fish, buddy?
I mean, with some silly,
yeah, it's whacked out environmental
stuff going on, and so he was like, "Hey, we could fix that in a heartbeat," you know.
But here's what you see: Donald taking a statement that we all agree with, something that literally could be done if you had the guts. But yet, Donald always picks this as his starting political position, Kurt, knowing full well he'll compromise it right on down to nothing by the time we're done.
Well, and there are those of us who hope that he doesn't do that.
Well, you know where he'll go for advice when he's really trying to figure it out, don't you?
Yeah, well, Hillary and Bill, I guess.
I knew you'd come to your senses there, Kurt. I knew it. You'd come on home to Daddy. Right? I appreciate Donald pointing out this reality. If Donald has the guts, we really could solve the water crisis. But my experience in the history of the Donald says that I don't think so.
Yeah, I sure hope not.
What does Donald really think, really feel? What would he really do? And we have no track record except for every time we hear something in the public that Donald does, it sounds incredible. Sounds like he's the business leader just to sought after for solutions. It sounds like, but when you really dig into 90% of the Trumpisms, you find out most of it's blustering rhetoric and very little of it is accurate. Okay? Let me give you an example. Rubio now says he'll support Trump, Kurt, but he won't campaign for him. Looks like Rubio's running around the country campaigning for a lot of these Republican races, but he won't criticize the Donald, but he won't campaign for him either. He says, I'm not the guy to be the VP pick anyway, so there you go. Now, there's a new poll out, too, that says that 70% of Americans feel frustrated about presidential election, according to Russia Today. Now, I sent that to our buddy Scott Bradley and said, you know, Scott, you guys ought to write an incredible press release about this. 70% of Americans are disgruntled. Might the third party gain their wings, so to speak, over this? If they position themselves right and the new media taking center stage, it's certainly an opportunity of a lifetime, that's for sure. Now, Trump is now telling the GOP that his campaign's out of money, Kurt. Liberty News Daily reporting this piece.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Now, he first said that I'm self-funding my own campaign, Donald Trump said February the 1st to a gathering of supporters in Iowa. Mm-hmm. He says, it's my money. But now, in conversations with Senate Republican chiefs, Trump campaign advisor Paul Manafort, he's saying a decidedly different tune, Kurt. Explaining that the candidate will be dependent on the RNC for money to compete with negative ads from the Hillary campaign. One source who was privy to the discussions told the Washington Examiner that the Trump group won't have enough money to be on TV in June and probably most of July until they get the cash infusion from the RNC. So they plan to just use free media to get on the airwaves until this gets all solved.
Yeah, one GOP donor. They're doing the donor, stealth campaign, huh, Sam?
No. They're just doing the let's stir up controversy campaign. Now, Kurt Crosby might do the stealth peaceful one. You're right. They're relying on, what's the word?
Free media?
Yeah, free media. Organic friendly media. Friendly media, yeah.
Yeah.
But one GOP donor that supports Trump expressed concerns now in a CNN interview that if Donald Trump is 7 points down or so in November, Kurt, I'm sorry, in October, then it looks like the RNC will put that money towards Senate races and House races instead. Do you see what's happening, Kurt?
Well, yeah, you know, they're going to put the money where they want it to go.
That's
and
right.
Hope to leave him kind of hanging out
high and
dry,
dry,
I think.
Yeah.
I think. But,
and I think what happens is, Kurt, what you've got is all these rules. If you rely on RNC money, then there may be limits on what you can do in the meantime, or there's all kinds of governing guidelines for this stuff. And what it might be is the undoing of the Donald.
Yep. Good point.
Because cash is king, and as long as you can control the airwaves with cash, and you kind of wonder what this all means, but I don't think it is good news for the people, really. And you kind of wonder, is Trump in this for reals, Kurt? Does he really intend to take off the gloves and win, and why wouldn't he just put his own money in? And the answer is because it takes $1 billion plus, Kurt. Last go-round, I guess they, on both sides, Barack and Romney, both spent $1 billion each.
Well, the only thing that's different, at least in my opinion, in some ways on this Trump campaign, is that, you know, in many ways it's got some parts of it like the Ron Paul thing, where you have people who are, you know, like... adamant about supporting him, and they literally buy their own signs and they put up their own
stuff. Yeah, they're genuinely
interested
in investing.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, so that's what's different instead of the standard campaign where they, you know, they send you signs and they pay you to stand on the corner. And, you know, I mean, these Trump people, you know, feel like he's their guy and they're going to help him.
The question is, will that be enough against or competing with the big money machine tied in bed with the media?
Good point.
And the national committees and the bundling and the whatever money infusions that take place with no, quote, direct control over who, what, when, where, why, how kind of a thing. It's hard to say. I don't know the answer. I just know this. It's going to be very interesting to watch this unfold. A lot of people believe Trump is for real. He said, I'm self-funding my own campaign. That's what he said in February, but now that's all changed, Kurt, is the point. Will that be the undoing of Trump? Will then the media turn big time negative?
Well, when you think of it as, I wonder if he's just basically saying, hey, it was my own campaign until I got to be the Republican nominee. So now, you know, you Republican, you know, big boys, you got to step up if, you know, I mean, if I'm going to, I mean, I've already won the nomination as I think the part that he's seeing now.
And I would agree with all that, Kurt, meaning I'm not opposed to that change and the need for that change. It's not appropriate for him to fund his own campaign, especially with the RNC there and everything. But this idea that they don't know that they can deliver money in time now, and this idea that, well, he won't spend and they won't deliver money in time, but yet if Trump's not doing well enough by the whatever, by October, what, then we'll probably put our money in elsewhere. Now you've got kind of, I don't know if I should use this term because it might really go wrong here, but I'll do it anyway. Might they create a Mexican standoff, Kurt, with no Mexicans involved?
Good point, Sam. But all I'm telling you is based on everything I can see, if Hillary pulls out a couple of states, I'll be really surprised. Frankly, I'll be amazed. I think Hillary's getting ready to go to the biggest beating she's ever had. And, you know, I kind of look forward to that.
Well, you may be right, and I hope you're right. Not that I'm even supporting Trump, but I hope you're right. But remember, they say the Democrats are much further ahead on the new media taking center stage than the Republicans, big time. Now that Romney didn't use it near like Obama, and that Trump's not using it near like Hillary. Hillary has this fine-tuned, machine-like artificial intelligence apparatus at her disposal that was basically pioneered during the Barack administration and during the Barack run for president, that now it's fine-tuned and ready for Hillary to use. How that all mixes in will start to become important as well. You know, they basically want you to believe that Trump just has a few ragamuffin kind of campaigners to do this thing, and Hillary has a fine-tuned machine with professionals at the helm. How that'll roll out will yet to be seen as well. But I have a feeling that Hillary's going to do a lot better than people are thinking. I could be wrong, but I hope so. Very fascinating, ladies and gentlemen. Next hour, we're going to talk about hate speech, okay? We're also going to talk about Common Core and a whole lot more news the networks refuse to use. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully this hour was educational and entertaining. All I can tell you is hour one in the can, two coming up. If you want to check out archives of Liberty Roundtable, go to republicbroadcasting.org, libertyroundtable.com. On the Roku player, look at the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel. You want incredible news, libertynewsdaily.com, libertynewsradio.com as well. We the people can and will restore the republic, but it's going to take hard work and humble people turning to their God. This nation shall endure.